Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want to introduce you to an extraordinary young woman who defied the odds and is set to become the first person in her family to earn a college degree. Karina Pizzolanti is studying medical lab science at Rutgers University in New Jersey, and her story takes her from homelessness to academic achievement.
I didn't have much growing up, so most of the time I was observing things and looking at nature and trying to understand things better.
Karina Pizzolanti on this week's American Cafe. Karina Pizzolanti started life like a lot of kids do. Her mom and dad lived in a comfortable suburb. Karina was attending elementary school, and life seemed pretty normal. But when Karina was six, her parents split up. Her mom moved Karina and her younger brother Mark to Connecticut to stay with family. When they returned to Bridgewater, New Jersey, Karina, her mom, and her brother had to move into a homeless shelter. Karina told me she didn't fully understand what was going on, but she knew things were different.
Again, like, I wondered why my mom was driving me to school, and I wondered why I was staying in a strange place, but I also didn't understand the gravity of the situation at that age. I felt a little different, like, I was a little confused, but to me it was just a new place with new people.
According to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, in 2016, nearly one quarter of all people experiencing homelessness in the United States were children. 9 out of 10 children who were homeless were staying in emergency housing or transitional housing programs. Karina says that she wondered sometimes why the school nurse would check on her, offering her food and clothing, and why she was often summoned to the guidance counselor's office. Karina also spent a lot of time outside, and that's where her curiosity and her imagination blossomed.
A lot of my time was spent outside growing up, and I became very shy. So most of the time I was observing things and, you know, looking at nature and trying to understand things better. So that kind of stuck with me going out through school and growing up, and kind of that, like, heavy curiosity, like always trying to figure things out, understand why things happen.
Karina's mom always encouraged her academics. An immigrant from Laos who had spent times in camps after the Vietnam War, Karina's mother came to the United States as a teenager. Karina told me her mom encouraged both her and her brother to get college degrees.
Yeah, my mom came here from Laos when she was in high school, so she never had a college degree, and that was one of the most important things in her eyes, was to have an education.
After graduating high school, Karina applied to 5 colleges in New Jersey and was accepted by all of them. She chose Ramapo College, about an hour away from her home. At Ramapo, Karina enrolled in the Educational Opportunity Fund for disadvantaged students. She then entered a joint degree program with Rutgers, where she is specializing in medical laboratory science. Deborah Josko is the program director of the Rutgers Medical Lab Science Program.
So it's very intense. They have many areas they train in. They diagnose, not that they diagnose, but they perform the testing for the diagnosis in lymphomas, leukemias, diabetes, high cholesterol. They do cross-matching and typing. So if you need a transfusion, they're the ones that are actually issuing the blood to the OR or the ED, to save a life. So we're always called the behind-the-scenes unsung heroes.
Josko told me she had no idea about Karina's early life struggles with homelessness until Karina applied for the American Proficiency Institute program for students in medical lab science. Josko says she was struck by Karina's story, especially since the shy 22-year-old doesn't make a big deal about her past.
So when I read her essay, she had said that she, a good portion of her childhood or part of her childhood, she was homeless and she was living in women's shelters. And She really didn't have any toys to play with, and she would just go outside and play in the dirt and pretend she was a scientist from a faraway land. And it was just, I actually read it twice, and I got tears in my eyes because, you know, coming from a very prestigious school and just her whole character and her demeanor, you would never, ever, ever think at any time in her life she was homeless.
Karina is set to graduate from Rutgers in August. She told me she would like to take the National Board Certification Tests for Medical Lab Science Technicians as soon as possible.
Ideally, I would like to take it almost immediately after, just to get it, you know, done and start working. And ideally, I want to work somewhere close to a larger city, preferably like New York City, doing research.
Karina's brother Mark has followed in her footsteps. He is currently at Ramapo College studying criminal justice. Deborah Josko says that everyone can learn something from Karina's story.
Never give up on your dream, you know, and just always pursue. And there's always help somewhere, whether it's in the form of scholarship money or, you know, financial aid or whatever it may be. And so she's going to be the first one in her family to ever graduate from college. So she's really she's a wonderful girl, and she's really has a great story. And hopefully people will be inspired by her.
So what do you think? Let us know your opinion by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. And you can find other episodes of our show at voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington.